Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Habakkuk as we continue in our Through the Bible series Cover to Cover. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Habakkuk 3, verses 17 through 19.
Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He has made my feet like hinds' feet and makes me walk on my high places.
Habakkuk serves as a prophet to Israel right before the southern kingdom of Judah is taken into exile, the punishment for their unfaithfulness to God. Already, other Israelite prophets have confronted Israel in their sin. But Habakkuk is different. He confronts God. Habakkuk complains to God about how horrible life is in Israel. God's law is being neglected. Violence and injustice are all over the place. And the Israelite leaders are corrupt. God hears Habakkuk and He agrees that things are bad. In response, God says He is going to use Babylon to bring justice on Israel. But this is not what Habakkuk had in mind. He continues his confrontation with God. How could the invasion of a ruthless army make things right in the land? Habakkuk questions. The people of Babylon have no regard for human dignity or life, and they worship idols instead of God. They're even worse than Israel. God responds to Habakkuk, this time with a vision, revealing that He will one day defeat evil, bring justice to all, rescue the oppressed, and save His people. Now, when Habakkuk beholds the renewing power of God and is reminded of the certainty of God's power and plan, he responds in faith. He concludes that even when the world is falling apart all around him, he can still find strength and joy in God. He says, "The Lord God is my strength, and He has made my feet like deer's feet, and He has me walk on my high places." Habakkuk may not fully understand how all the pieces fit together right now, but he can depend on God's justice and wisdom to make things right in the end. He realizes that God is not apathetic towards evil and suffering. God has never abandoned His plan of restoration, and He never will. Like Habakkuk, we might often wonder in hard times, God, do you see my pain? God, do you care about the brokenness in this world? God, your ways don't make sense to me. How did Habakkuk move from anger and discouragement to joy and strength? He found hope in God. He viewed his current circumstances through the lens of God's plan of restoration. And we can do the same. The cross is proof that God's plan of restoration has already begun. With His death and resurrection, Jesus defeated sin, and God's renewing power broke into history. This power will see God's plan through to the end at the dawn of the new creation. As one theologian says, the resurrection is something of a foretaste, a movie trailer or commercial for God's ultimate future. In the new creation, everything will be restored, and we will live forever in the all-satisfying presence of God. Now, any type of circumstance can serve as an opportunity to deepen our hope in this coming reality. When you face pain and brokenness, let these circumstances fuel your hope. Let them serve as a contrast to God's glorious future, making it shine even brighter. Let your heart's prayer become, "This is not the way things should be." And I desperately long for the day when I know God will make all things new and right again. Or when you encounter goodness and beauty or walk through a season of blessing from God. Let these circumstances also strengthen your hope. Let them serve as a foretaste to God's glorious future, making you desire it even more. I think of an engaged couple testing food for their wedding day. It's wonderful to get to try the cake and the dinner they'll serve the guests, but that isn't the end. While they enjoy those few bites in the moment, their sights are set on the day when there will be a full cake and a full layout of food as they celebrate their marriage. And in the same way, the moments of goodness we experience in this life are just glimpses of the restored world to come. There's a prayer in the book Every Moment Holy that echoes this idea of letting our longing for eternity fuel our hope. It reads, "What I feel is at its heart a homesick hope for a place of unbroken communion with my Creator and with His people and with all of His creation. What I most desire is to open my eyes and find that for the first time in my life, I am home and breathing the wild winds of my native land. In the good and in the hard, in the beauty and in the sadness, we can deepen our hope. It is hope that motivates faithful living. Hope that directs our efforts towards the things that truly matter. And hope that gives us the power to persevere." So take a moment now to ask God to give you a fresh sense of hope in your circumstances. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for His renewing power at work.
For everyone who's hurting, wait on the Lord. Everyone who's broken, wait on the Lord. In your doubts, in your fears, God is near. In your sorrows, in your shame, Christ. Speaks of the name of the one.